Hey, GWA. This is Channel Orange. But you knew that. Today I will be answering another questionnaire. And this time it'll be Ivory Tongues, questions for multi-orgasmic women. Pretty straightforward, aren't we? Before we start, I have asshole neighbors, right? One of them decided to take his lawnmower and mow his lawn at ass o'clock in the morning. And the other one decided that it would be a good idea to keep chickens at their place. So the random bzzz noises and like cocks crowing, I am so sorry. Not my fault. Oh God, like, if only my life were surrounded by the more pleasant type of cocks, then I probably wouldn't be complaining, but you're not here to listen to me complain. You're here to listen to me answer questions, and answer questions I shall. Oh, and demonstrate while responding. Well, I don't know how good I'll be, but since you're asking so nicely, I'll try my best. Okay, number one, have I always been multi-orgasmic, or is it something that has developed over time? You don't really lead with easy questions, do you, sweet prince? I guess I've always been multi- well, okay, I guess it's a little bit of both. Like, the first time I had sex with someone else, I distinctly remember it being on the fairly pleasant side, and subsequently I came more than once. But you know, it definitely took me being by myself and being like, oh, this is nice. Like, is this a one-time thing? Can I do this by myself without anyone's help? Although, I'm not gonna lie, some help would definitely be appreciated currently. And turns out the answer is no, not a one-time thing. And yeah, I am capable of wringing more pleasure in a session than other people might. It's hard to talk about this without sounding like vaguely bragging. I'm so sorry. Have I gotten more or less multi-orgasmic over time? Oh, gosh. I don't know. I mean, more, I guess? Like, by a small margin or by a large margin? I have no idea. How do you quantify these things? Well, but if my assumption is correct and I've gotten a bit, at least a bit more multi-orgasmic over time, I really, really wouldn't chalk it up to anything innate, you know? It's more, it's more me, expanding my repertoire, maybe. Like, the list of things that turn me on used to be short, but I don't think that's true anymore. I think the bullet points on that list, they're multiplying, they're increasing exponentially maybe. So yeah, I don't know what that says about me, but there you go. Have I always been multi-orgasmic? I think so. You know, time definitely helped me develop a feel for it, figuratively and literally. Have I gotten more or less multi-orgasmic over time? Probably more. Probably. Question two. When and how did I discover my ability to climax multiple times? Well, like I said earlier, the first time I had sex with someone else, I pretty hard to miss, right? most people, I assume, we were doing the do, and I came, and I thought, great, smashing, fantastic. Let's just focus the rest of the time just making my partner feel good, and so I did. I endeavored to do that. Got turned on again, and came again. So that's the when part of the question. As for the how, I guess just by being open to trying a lot of things, you know. But simultaneously having already having a pretty good feel about what I like. If I didn't like something the first time, figure out why. Like, are there components that could be added or could be removed that would m probably make it make me enjoy it more? If possible, you know, just talk with your partner, with sex positive people, like, yo, this worked for me, or this did not work for me. I wish it did, you know. How can I make it work? And yeah, just, you know, just knowing what I like and going for it most of the time. Are there techniques or circumstances that are most likely to bring me to multiple orgasms? Okay, I realize I just talked big like literally 8 seconds ago, but cards on the table. In terms of techniques, I really don't think I have a large personal frame of reference for this. But circumstances though, circumstances. Being relaxed, being with someone I am super into, taking our time, doing stuff that we're super into. Yeah, chances of multiple orgasms, pretty damn high. Number three. Number three, do the orgasms increase or decrease in intensity throughout a session or stay the same? It really depends, I think. Sometimes they increase. I would rarely say they decrease, though. Maybe that's just me. Do they stay the same? I mean, if I've had like a pretty good one, a pretty good first one, I should hope they stay the same. I mean, that sounds pretty nice. Or does it vary? Oh God. I really should learn how to like read the entire question before opening my fucking pie hole and answering them. Sorry. Does it vary? Yes. And if so, what makes it vary? Oh God. Let me see. How long a session is. Who my partner is. What my partner is doing with their hands, mouth, other assorted body parts. Yeah. Oops. I was not expecting that. Does the oh God. Does the time between orgasms vary? Oh. Yeah, I should think so. I mean, as far as I know, if I'm super turned on and my partner is super turned on and we are pressed for time, I should hope the time between orgasms they shorten. I mean, wouldn't want to convenience them in any way. But yeah, basically the answer to number three is everything varies, and I also have no idea what I'm saying. Number four, what is the highest number of orgasms I've had in one session? The last time I answered something similar to this, like the last questionnaire I did, I said that my record for coming in 24 hours was like, give or take, 8 times. But I guess I forgot to disclose that that was not one long 24-hour session, though, God, I wish it was. It was more like multiple sessions interspersed throughout the day. And in one session, I think the highest number I've ever gotten was like, I don't know, like three or four. Ballpark estimates, that's all I'm good for. What did that session involve? God, I can't think. Hands, mostly. Hands, gentle hands, grabby, just hands all over me. While we're at this, pro tip for you fellas, like, if you manage to get your hands on my ass and just fucking grab my ass, like, just fucking squeeze it like no one else, I would go nuts. I would go from 0 to 100 at like neck-breaking speed. It's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous how insanely turned on I get when someone grabs my ass. So yeah, that would definitely be involved in a session. That will allow me to indulge in multiple orgasms. Also, just, yeah, just hands and probably a moment without hands, right? Probably another moment where hands are replaced by a mouth, but I am being very vague. I am so sorry, but I am letting your imagination run wild, so hopefully. That's a good thing. Number five, when I stop masturbating, do I feel like I could have orgasmed more? Never really thought about it, actually. Do I stop because I'm too sensitive, fully satiated, no longer aroused? I stop for a multitude of reasons. Sometimes because I'm too sensitive. Rarely because I'm no longer aroused. If I had to pinpoint one, though, I would say I enjoy knowing how far I or someone else can push me, how far they can make me go. I mean, I enjoy edging. It's torture, but I enjoy it. Although I'm ivory tongue, you'll know this. I'm really, really bad at countdowns. But yeah, if I stop, it's because I want more in the long run. Or I'm fully satisfied and I don't want any more. At least for the time being, like, give me another half an hour and I probably want more. Okay, number six. Number six, please share anything else I'd like to say about my orgasms, being multi-orgasmic, or any other question on the topic that Ivory Tongue has forgotten to ask. I think you're pretty thorough, pal, among other things. Anything I'd like to say about my orgasms? Oh God, I don't know. Well, if I may, it's not about my orgasms as it is about everybody else's. I hope that you had one, have one, will be having one sometime soon. I wish I was around to help you out. I wish I could be the cause of one or some of them, I don't know. What I'd like to say about being multi-orgasmic? Good timing, I guess. I have good timing. It's being multi-orgasmic is oh God. It's a lot of fun. if you can guess that by now. But for me, it's not much of a priority how many times I could come when I'm with someone. It's not like I go into the thing and be like, all right, let's buck up, buddy, because I need to be able to come four times at least, because, like, no, of course not. I mean, I would much rather focus on making my partner feel good most of the time. So I guess that's it. I really don't have anything else to ha add to this. I've talked long enough already. But yeah, this was a pleasure to answer. Thank you, Ivory Tongue, for bringing this to my attention. If you're listening to this, I must have already uploaded. And right now, I'm probably like browsing through the other answers given to this questionnaire and feeling very, very intimidated. But don't mind me. I had a lot of fun. And yeah, this has been Channel Orange. Thank you for listening. Bye.